We're joined now by Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Of course, in Pittsburgh, the G20 sit down to begin to deal with, further implications of the financial crisis. The last time they got together, it was all about stimulus packages and making sure their interest rates were coordinated. Louise Story, what's on the agenda with the G20 this morning and, 6 months later?
Good morning, everyone. So there are a couple competing issues on the agenda. We've talked before about the bonus issue that a lot of Europeans are pushing. But the Secretary of the Treasury here in the U.S., Tim Geithner, has something else that's really on his agenda, and that's capital rules, bank capital rules. These are sort of the rainy day fund for banks, and they've really been at the root of the crisis. So he's hoping to push progress on that.
Well, let me sort of get an explainer on that. We got just about a minute and a half, but when you talk about capital rules, Geithner wants all the banks in the world to have to back their loans with a certain amount of actual money in the bank, right? And right now it's all over the map.
Right. So he wants them all to increase the amount of capital that they're holding, and it's based on a percentage of their assets. When you saw all the write-downs at the banks over the last couple years, $10 billion here, $20 billion there, those billions just started adding up. The reason they were a problem is that the banks didn't have enough capital to make up for those losses. And that's really why we had the bailout. So, what the bailout money is more capital for these banks. So that's why he's focused on it. He's lived the last 2 years and seeing everyone panic in the markets as the banks didn't have capital. And so that's what he's pushing for. But he's going to have a lot of tension with the Europeans because actually European banks tend to have more leverage. And this might be a bigger adjustment for them. And there's also a saga that goes back over capital rules, to the 1990s where Europeans and Americans haven't agreed. So it might not be as easy as he hopes.
Very quickly, there's a note of optimism this morning. The Financial Times led with this story yesterday. Those collateralized debt obligations, CDOs, the so-called toxic assets, they're actually being unwound at a faster, more productive rate than people thought, which is taking bad assets out of bank portfolios. Will the G20 be talking about that?
I don't know if they'll get into that kind of detail, but, part of the reason that they're being unwound relates again back to this capital because banks unwind them in part when they don't have all the capital set aside or what they call collateral to absorb the losses. And so you can kind of view the unwinding as a good thing or a bad thing, depending on your perspective. I guess it's like much of banking, right?
Right. Yes, indeed. Good thing or a bad thing. Well, capital rules will be on the agenda at the G20. It's a theme of all kinds of stuff, implications of the financial crisis. Louise Story, thanks so much. New York Times finance reporter in Washington.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.